As public sector workers continue their strike over government's hand in the management of the second-tier pension scheme and government seeking interpretation of the legality of the strike at the courts, one is asking how the action is affecting government machinery. Political scientist Bosman Asari is of the view that both Labour and government in the first place have failed Ghanaians by allowing the situation to degenerate to this point. He suggests that government, however, has the greater responsibility of creating an enabling environment and for the people to have confidence in the state institutions for a better society. Dr. Asari spoke with Rebecca Ekpe.
We are now creating the three-tier pension scheme. When you look at it, tier two, it talks about the fund must be managed privately. In other words, it's not supposed to be managed by the government. And the main idea is to ensure that the workers get more in terms of returns than what has been taking place under SNET and under the Cap 30. So when you take that into consideration critically, I think many of us will admit that the workers are right on this particular course. But the big picture is that as a country that is grappling with developmental issues, why do we have to allow it to get to a point where workers no longer want to do their work, our children are not going to school? So you look at it from that particular angle, I think the government shouldn't have allowed that to have happened in the first place.
Exactly. So that is why do we have to wait to get to that point? I think that government, or for that matter, the other party, should have by now or before now looked at this issue more critically or devised ways at addressing the issue before it gets into this point. Because at the end of the day, it is Ghana that is suffering and all of us are going to be part of it.
Yes, certainly. Because, you know, in this country, most of the things we do, we have what we call muddling through. We do trial and error. So we are not so certain, so sure of what we really want to accomplish. Let's try A, B, C, and D. If it works, that's fine. If it doesn't, that's okay. And I think it has really come back to haunt us very well. And when you look at it critically, look at the public school system, many Ghanaians who are at the lowest stage in terms of living standards, conditions are very bad. Their case are those who access education at that particular level. If we are very not careful, and the hospitals also come in. So these are places where we expect that many poor people are going to get certain free services. So once we allow the workers to go on strike at this particular time, it's really going to make the living conditions of the poor even worse. I think especially as a government that claims to be a social democratic government, these are some of the things we really have to look at. Government must be seen to be creating an enabling environment so that poor people, the vulnerable in society, will really feel that they live in a country that is highly supportive. But once we allow it to get to this particular nadir, then I think the various stakeholders must equally be blamed.
Exactly so, Dr. Asari. Socioeconomically, the impact on government machinery is something that we cannot overlook.
And that's the reality, because any time workers are not going to work, let's bear in mind, they are still going to be paid at the end of the month. I think today is 29th or so, and it's likely that workers have been paid or they are yet to be paid. And if people are not working for 1 week, for 2 weeks, and they are still going to withdraw their salaries, and it goes into 3 weeks, etc., then it means as a country we are really losing. So I think that all of us must be interested in our development, and we don't want a situation whereby we have appointed, we've elected some people to be in charge of our political affairs, which covers almost everything in the country, and they are not really getting the things done for us.
Politically, it might be a little bit of dent. I would surely have some implications on it.
Thinking about politically in terms of elections, but
correct.
Our political authorities are in charge of our economics. They are in charge of perhaps our social, our almost everything. So we in the political science see the political authorities as people who are in charge of everything. They have been appointed or they have been elected to ensure that the society runs very well. So I don't think any political party can really take some credit or some benefits from that. Because if it goes well, it goes for the country. If it doesn't, it's really going to affect all of us.